You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization says the world desperately needs multiple COVID-19 vaccines so people in developing countries can be protected from coronavirus, just as they are in rich countries such as the US, where more than 50% of the population is already fully vaccinated. Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the Chinese-made Sinovac is another promising vaccine.
I'm happy to announce that the Sinovac CoronaVac vaccine has been given WHO emergency use listing after being found to be safe, effective, and quality assured following two doses of the inactivated vaccine. Furthermore, the easy storage requirements of CoronaVac make it very suitable for low-resource settings.
The vaccine can be stored in standard refrigerators between 2 and 8 degrees, which means it could be very useful in developing countries, which might not have the capacity to store large amounts of vaccine in ultra-cold storage. Outside of China, Sinovac is already being used in countries such as Brazil, Chile, Mexico, Indonesia, Thailand, and Turkey. It's a two-dose vaccine, with the second dose given 2 to 4 weeks after the initial injection, and studies show it's 100% effective in preventing severe symptoms and hospitalizations. The emergency declaration came as the WHO, the World Trade Organization, the International Monetary Fund, and the World Bank made an appeal for $65 billion for an investment fund to address the inequalities in access to vaccines. They want the money to fund vaccine production, oxygen supplies, and other COVID-19 treatments. World Bank President David Malpass says the bank now has $15 billion in vaccine financing available.
By the end of June, we will have approved vaccination operations in over 50 countries. These countries can immediately use vaccines from COVAX, from manufacturers, and from donor countries themselves as soon as they are made available. It's vital that we speed up the supply chain. We need to shorten the time from the manufacturing of the vaccine to shots in arms. At present, too many doses are waiting to be allocated. They may be stuck in paperwork, sitting in inventory somewhere, or aren't the type of vaccine the country is able to use.
COVAX is facing major supply problems because of India's suspension of its vaccine exports. Mr. Malpass says the United States should donate excess vaccine doses to Latin America. He singled out Ecuador, El Salvador, and Honduras as worthy recipients. Dr. Mike Ryan from the WHO says the situation in South America remains a major concern.
8 out of the top 10 countries reporting the highest mortality rates per population in the last week have been from the region of the Americas, and particularly from South America. South American countries represent 4 of the top 10 countries globally, just in case incidents over the last week.
In the United Kingdom, case numbers are rising again because of the more transmissible variant first detected in India that the World Health Organization now calls Delta. While case numbers are up, the UK recorded no coronavirus deaths for the first time since July last year. UK citizens and residents who return from coronavirus hotspots like India, Brazil, and South Africa will now pass through a dedicated terminal at London's Heathrow Airport before serving out a 10-day quarantine. They'll now be processed through Terminal 3 that had been closed in April last year with the downturn in international travel. India's health ministry says the number of daily infections is declining. They had peaked at more than 400,000 new cases a day, but have now fallen to under 200,000. The Director General of the Indian Council for Medical Research, Dr. Balram Bhargava, has rejected media reporting of a vaccine shortage in India, saying the country plans to have everyone fully vaccinated by the end of December.
There is no shortage of vaccines. The shortage is what you feel if you want to vaccinate the country within a month. So we are vaccinating the country. It is a large population. The total number of vaccinations done in this country is nearly equivalent to the total number done in the United States, the number of doses. And we have also a large population. Our population is four times the population of the United States of America. So we have to be very clear and have some patience.
He's also warning against any premature easing of lockdown restrictions currently in place at various parts of the country to prevent another surge. India has reported more than 28 million cases of COVID-19, second highest in the world after the US. More than 331,000 people have reportedly died from COVID-19, but the actual figure is thought to be much higher due to underreporting. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.